The part two, I guess, or part three, I'm sorry, three or four parts of the Mishnah. We were discussing that b'mechashiv hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, u'schara veira keneged hefseda. So again, just to, I was rushing a little bit in the end last time, so just to make it clear that, again, most of the mafarshim, and I think this is very typical of this particular Mishnah, but also of Parshanut of Masechet Avos in general, and that is that, you know, or in general Parshanut, you know, of everything in general, that the, you know, text can be understood, you know, obviously on different levels, and on a more basic level, you know, its message is, you know, crystal clear and, you know, very, you know, pragmatic. It could be very idealistic too, but, you know, focusing very much on you know, people's like initial concerns, and you know, trying to make a compelling case, you know, for a certain kind of conduct, you know, based on either efficiency or the fact that you know a particular path is beneficial in obvious ways, and that from that point of view, the whole Mishnah. But, you know, especially Vevi Mechashiv Hefsed Mitzvah Keneged Schara and Schara Ver Keneged Hefseda is really about telling you that any time you encounter, you know, what appears to be temptation, let's say, to, you know, to go in a different path because our sacrifices in mitzvos, whether it be financial or otherwise, or temptations to do averos. So on that, you know, most simplistic level, and that is an important level, what we're being told is that, you know, that the mitzvah, you know, has a certain schar, and the aveira a certain, you know, onesh, and that when you calculate, you know, whether it's olam hazeh, especially olam haba, this isn't worthwhile for you, and this is a way of, you know, calculating in a way that will ultimately be beneficial to you. But what I was trying to explain, together with the first two parts of the Mishnah, is that in this third part of the Mishnah too, there's also a different perspective, and that is, forgetting about actual schar v'onesh, just how do you look at you know, trying to like define a path through life, or how to solve a particular, you know, conundrum, you know, a very, you know, specific quandaries which are more complex, in which, you know, the benefits and the you know, and the losses, you know, are just more difficult to calculate, or they're all within, you know, the prescribed. It's not so much, you know, yetzer hara, yetzer tov. It's more just trying to calculate in complex situations what is halachically preferable and beneficial. And when it comes to that, that's a much more, the idea of mechashev, you know, hefsed mitzvah keneged schar u'schar aveir keneged hefseda, you know, that becomes a much more specialized task, one which is reserved, I guess, for, you know, people with more experience and more wisdom, you know, but the impulse of trying to find the right way when there are, you know, complicated issues, and, you know, things are not as black and white, either because there is anomalously, you know, some downside to what you're going to end up doing, and you have to figure, you want to be mema'i bera, or in some cases just to figure out, you know, what is ra and what is tov, objectively or in given circumstances, you know, that the words, you know, just pop out at you, having mechashiv, hefsed, mitzvah, keneged skara, skara ver, keneged hefseda, you know, they have a very different meaning. So I mentioned Avera Lishma last time as being an example of this, and it is, but again, just to caution, I gave a couple examples of, you know, the sugya in Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel. I don't want to go into that whole topic now, but obviously that's just one example. I just wanted to highlight that in the actual Mefarshim, you do find this. I've seen it in other places too, but I just saw it again today. In the this is the Shoshanim LeDavid. I don't know that, but it's on the Likutim of the side here of the Mishnayos, the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos that they put out. Of course, according to the Gemara Nazir, Gedola Aveira Lishma Mimitzvah Shelo Lishma. The Amaymar Ze Davuk Adel El She'ena Tayodea Matan Skarin Shel Mitzvos. Shakol Helech Acha Kavanas Halev. Eima Shapirish Atosis Yom Tov. This is, I think, presented a little bit more simplistically. Obviously, the solution to problems of Eira Lishma are not always that whole Kimachara Kavana, because otherwise you'd get a very antinomian, you know, result. But again, this idea that, you know, this part of the Mishnah is talking about, you know, more complex calculations is at least established here. And, you know, as I say, other Mefarshim, you know, certainly explained it that way as well. Somebody mentioned to me after the shiur last week, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's calculation when it came to the, you know, the Luchos, you know, and the Rabbeinu Sholem said to him, Yishar Kochacha Asher Shibarta, but, you know, that was, you know, after the fact. You know, he had to be Mechashev, you know, Skar Mitzvah Keneged, you know, Hefseda. Again, he might have had, you know, Ramazim, you know, in terms of, you know, either his deep conviction of what was going on and whether Klal Yisrael were Ru'uyim at this point or the weight of the Luchos symbolically and so on. But at the end of the day, it's a great example, not of Aveira Lishma necessarily, that's an open question, but especially in light of the Rabbeinu Shalom's, you know, Yashar Koach. But again, of situations where, you know, you don't have a precedent and you don't have a clear guidelines, but you're trying, you know, as best as possible to, you know, identify, you know, everything that is at stake, to, you know, assign values to it. I don't mean only quantitative values, you know, also qualitative values, and to figure out what is the best, you know, policy under difficult circumstances. Chumras and kulas are another example, and that's some of the Mefarshim speak about. Yara, right? When should you be, you know, when do you say machmir tavalav, you know, bracha, when do you say, you know, kol osa davar, you know, when he's not mechuyev is nikra hedyot, you know, when does a chumra mevia lidei kula, you know, because there's counter pressure, or, you know, even though, like, in the short term, you know, it appears to be a very noble thing, and one which, you know, stems from, like, excess yiras shamayim, which is a good thing, you know, but that, you know, on a more profound, you know, level sometimes ends up being a crutch, you know, something which, you know, provides like a, you know, kind of an illusionary self-image that, which is my understanding of Yohara, you know, which is, you know, since you're not there yet, you know, ends up masking or, you know, more serious flaws, and, you know, you end up doing something, you know, which might be admirable in certain contexts, but ends up being at the expense of, psychologically, more core and basic obligations. That too, like, trying to figure that out, especially since it does depend, in some cases, on, you know, where a person is, I mean, what his level is, what his, you know, true motivations are, what he can handle, you know, based on his, you know, understanding and experience, being the having b'chashiv hefsed mitzvah keneged skara, who skara veira keneged hefseda. Anytime, basically, you're dealing with something which is multidimensional and which requires, you know, a lot of sincerity, but also a lot of experience and knowledge, and in which even in the end of the day, often, you know, you might encounter situations of eil veil divra lekim chayim, where even qualified people see things in a different way, especially if the end up, you know, benefit or as opposed to the detriment, you know, is razor thin, or, you know, it's open to, you know, interpretation, or depends on how people receive it. So this, like, just becomes a very interesting formulation and a very attractive one, you know, for struggling with those issues. The struggle has to be very sincere and it has to be responsible. You know, again, only the Rabbeinu Sholem is infallible. But, you know, again, the effort, just like the beginning of the Mishnah, of being, you know, Teferes lo sev, Teferes lo me'adam, and, you know, have a zar v'mitzvah kala kibbul chabura, this part also is like it's something to be very conscious of when going through life as an individual, as a member of a family, and sometimes, if you're, in a position of responsibility in a community, like you encounter these issues. At least identifying that these are some of the goals is helpful. It doesn't provide a solution, but it does provide a direction, and that's important as well. There's another aspect also very closely related to this, also kind of idealizing the Mishnah beyond the more pragmatic parts of it here, and that comes from Shamshon-Fall Hirsch. But again, I think it's implicit in some of the other Perushim that I mentioned last time as well. And that is that instead of looking at all of this in terms of actual technical skar and onesh, olam hazeh, olam haba, etc., what we mean in this case by skar and hefzed, is purely idealistic and spiritual in terms of the Ritzon Hashem. And again, what I referred to last time, and have in the past, as the Torah's, the diuk in the Torah's description, in Parshas Re'eh, asher, not im. The idea that, mitzvah goreris mitzvah, aveira goreris aveira, not just pragmatically, but in terms of the transformative impact of, being, batel ritzon chal ritzono, being compliant with ritzon Hashem, and, performing mitzvos and avoiding aveiros, forgetting about, how much, actual reward and punishment you get in this and the next world, just putting you in a situation where you're living a proper life. So again, not surprising that that's kind of what Rav Hirsch here emphasizes. The other recompense, he mentions the first one. First, there is the objective reward or punishment. This comes to us sooner or later, whichever may be ordained in God's decree, either in this world or the world to come. It is to this form of recompense that Matan Skara refers. The other recompense is spiritual in character, and it comes to us immediately. It is inherent in the good deed or the sin itself. The immediate reward of any divine command scrupulously performed is a sense of moral elevation, an increase in our moral strength and the awareness, most blissful of all, that we're worthy of the nearness of God because we have faithfully carried out our daily duties to Him. The recompense for any evil is also instantaneous, takes the form of a sense of loss of moral purity, a weakening of moral fiber, a greater propensity to additional sin, most crushing of all, the realization which renders us unable to look up calmly to our God, namely, the feeling that we have failed to fulfill our purpose, sinned against our destiny, and hence forfeited the approval of God, and indeed, the right to be satisfied with ourselves. Such reward and punishment are easy enough to comprehend. It is to these that the terms skar mitzvah and hefzed mitzvah in this Mishnah refer. Now, this is trying to say an interesting parshanut point, and that is that skar is more like technical, reward and punishment, olam hazeh and olam haba, and hefzed, or skar mitzvah and hefzed aveir is more, the actual direct impact of living, consistently, a proper halachic life, and that impact that has on one's psyche and his morality and so on. We're admonished to balance any sacrifice of pleasures and possessions that may be involved in the fulfillment of a divine command over against the gain surpassing all else embodied in the sense of happiness with which faithful perseverance in our duty and its performance fills us. Again? Yeah. Indeed, the greater the sacrifices we have to make to duty, the greater the happiness inherent in duty done. On the other hand, balance any promise of unlawful gain and impious pleasures by the iniquitous temptation to seek to lure us away from the path of duty over against the irreplaceable loss of inner purity and peace and the persistent crushing torture inherent in that sense of guilt, which compels us to condemn ourselves and to be denied the approval of our God. Okay, so basically you get the idea. In other words, it's not just schar and onesh and the, you know, merits and demerits, you know, the record of whatever. It's the schar and the hefsed and the revach, you know, of living, you know, lifnei Hashem, living a proper life. Anyways, all of this kind of leads in, you know, to the next and final part of the Mishnah, which I want to speak about now. That is again histakel b'shlosha dvarim yatabali de avera da malamalam mimach ayin roa ozon shamas lechomasecha b'sefer nechtabim. So once again, we find like two levels of payers. The most obvious one is, you know, this is practical advice, you know, to encourage people, you know, to do the right thing, you know, to stray, not to stray from mitzvos and to avoid averos. And that's certainly how Rashi and, you know, the Machzor Vitri and, you know, most of the Rishonim understood it. Rashi and Mala Mala Mimcha or Mimech Shechina Roa V'Shomas V'Kosevet V'Kosevet B'Sefer. And again, Machzor Vitri Mala Mala Mimach B'Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzofe U'Mabit K'Metzapa Ho'Omei B'Mokom Gavoh Al Mishmarto Eina Roa Ma'asecha Ozen Shomas Dvarecha Yefshel L'Chal Yisater Mimenu K'mo Shenemar Im Yisater Ish B'Mistarim Vani lo erenu, the komasecha b'sefer nichtavim v'lo nitu lihishtakeach, she'afu ba'atzmo meid aleim v'kosvan, she'nemar biad kol adam yachtom. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is like, you know, when a person is you know, considering behaving differently, and there are always temptations to that, whether egoistic or hedonistic, as the case may be. So, you know, just remembering, you know, that, you know, you're not going to get away with it, that, the, you know, the Rabbeinu Shalom is watching and hearing and writing, you know, that some of the Mefarshim point out, you know, that Enosh, which is the word for mankind, you know, is from a word that, you know, Barnash is, you know, Nash or Nashani is, you know, from the language of Shikha. You know, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is, you know, the Ein Shikcha Lifnei, you know, Kisei Kivodecha. So in the sense that, you know, there's Hashgacha, there is, you know, Skarva Onesh, there's no Shikcha, that all this should motivate you to do the right thing. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. However, once again, it's really interesting that there are other levels of interpretation here. So the first one is kind of philosophic. The Meiri reads the whole Mishnah in a philosophical way. You know, what are the gimel ikarim, you know, that should animate a person? Of course, and also, you know, contribute to precluding him from sinning, but even beyond that, you know, just in terms of his focus. Da mala mala mimach, right? The Meiri sees that as something more fundamental. Yesh lefarish. One second. Let me read it. Yeah, here it is. How come I'm not finding it? Oh, here it is. That this refers to, I'm still not finding the line here. This refers to the Ikar of Mitzios Hashem, Hashgacha, and Skarva Onesh. So it isn't just, you know, to, you know, convince you to do the right thing, you know, in a situation where you're contemplating doing the wrong thing. It's like, you know, the equivalent of Ezu Derech Yeshara Sheyavar Lo Ha'adam Tiferes Lo Sev Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam, not just to make you, like, you know, successful, to keep you on the narrow you know, and straight road. But, you know, again, more aspirationally, right, these are the things that you should be, you know, calculating, you know, and considering. So that's one. But even beyond that, what's interesting is that you look at the Mefarshim, then the, as time went on, they become, you know, more convinced that the Mishnah is saying something, you know, much bigger, much more principled. Oh, here's the Amiri that I was looking at. Nishtakel begimel dvar meina tama boli de'aveira v'heim aleph da'am alam alam imcha klomar shetamin mitziyusa yisbarach beis ayin roa ve'ozen shomas rotzlomar sheyaminu ba'ashka chaser b'yosher mishpatav ladasu lovinu ki gavoa me'al gavoa Hashem v'shafel yir'eh rotzlomar shu mashgiach b'chtachtonim etc. And gimel komasecha b'sefer nichtavim is actually very interesting, not just scharba onesh, but that onesh of aveira, you know, what, even when there's tshuva, there's still the consequence of aveira. Im lo tashuv mimenu, az tizaher me'asiyasa, shim tovel asos al smacha tshuva, min echta v'yash ashiv, kvar medarke Hashem, shelo lahaspik biyad chalasoso. V'chein b'yesh aveira, sein at tshuva, the ein tshuva monas, on shom legamri, kmo shubiyarnim bechibra tshuva. V'chom asecha b'sefer nechtavim, klomar, ein hachov nimchak b'li pirohon. V'chein, shasiyas mitzvos lo tavi reu. Okay. But basically, for the Meiri, this isn't so much about, you know, your behavior at the moment and kind of, you know, motivate you to do the right thing. It's a bigger statement about, you know, way you should be thinking about your life. And the same is true on another level. And again, according to the Meiri's understanding, we'll see that this also became more popular. In the earliest understandings of the Mishnah, so da mala mala mimach was kind of an introductory statement. And then ayin roa ozen shamas v'chom asecha b'sefer nechtavim, those are the gimel. In some perushim of the Mishnah, like the Malach HaShlomo in the Yachin Boaz Mishnah is, they have a girsa of, you know, histakel bedalad devarim yatabali de'avera, so the da mala mala mimach is separate. Or, you know, like the Meiri, you know, da mala mala, you know, is the first, and the ayin and the ozen are the second, and the komasecha b'sefer nichtavin, you know, is the last. The effect of that is, again, to take it away from the more pragmatic, like for Rashi, da malamala mimach shechina, and what's the shechina doing such that it matters? Roa, shomas, kosevas basefer. Once you think that, you know, this Mishnah is more about, like, a perspective, you know, than it is just, you know, motivation, you know, to stay on the straight and narrow, so then, I think this is what's happening anyway, that da mala mala mimach becomes like a principled statement in its own right about yiras haromamus and so on, or a theological statement, and also kol masecha b'sefer nichtavin, you know, becomes, you know, different than ayin roa and ozen shamas. It's not just a way of saying, you know, that the Rabbono Sholem sees and records everything, and therefore, you know, he, you know, everything that happens, you know, has its consequences. But like the Meiri, you know, that's even like a stronger statement. It's a statement about the nature, you know, of averos and mitzvos. And in some cases, it assumes like a very interesting, even like a, you know, certain semi-mystical, although not necessarily, status, which is like very consequential. I'm speaking in generality, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Before we get to that, already Rabbeinu Yonah kind of integrates, you know, the pragmatic part with a bit of a principled part, and that is the concept of busha, right? Da ma le ma le mimach, and the ayin roa ozen shomas v'chom asecha b'sefer nechtavin is not just like, you know, be pragmatic, you know, you're not going to get away with it, you know, there's always a price to pay, etc. it's already, you know, kind of a perspective on, again, how you live your life, you know, which of course impacts, you know, what you choose to allow yourself to get involved in. But it's this idea, you know, of, you know, constantly anything that you do, you're doing like in the presence of the Rabbona Shalom. You know, the Tosfos Yontov says, this is like the equivalent, you know, the da here is equivalent of saying Shivisi Hashem, you know, Lenegdi Tamid. Not in the practical way, but in the Yiras, you know, Harom Mus way. So Rabbi Yonah already, you know, makes reference to that. He says, after saying, you know, Roev, Zocharakol, Vishalim Ra'a, he says, Vutema, Lama Mina'am, Lishlosh Advarim, Lishloshtam, Davrachadu, right? Ayin, Ozen, you know, Kol, you know, Komasecha B'Sefer Nechtavim, I really won. It's saying, you know, the Rabbi Shalom is omniscient, and, you know, he meets out Tzchar V'Onesh. So what he says is, Okay Nira Lefarej, Kizah Inyanu Lemashal, Kasher Lefnei Malachim, Yityatev, Lefnei Sarim, O Chachamim, V'an Sheishem, Umitbayesh Milasos Lefnei Masim, Asher Liyasu. And the point here isn't just, you know, oh, you'll be mortified, so you won't do it. Excuse me, of course. But more importantly, the perspective, you know, of living, you know, as if, you know, everything that you do is like, you know, transparent. And again, this is very, you have to be careful. Not that we think that everything you do should be transparent. The concept of tznius and atzneilaches and privacy and those are critical ideas. But the idea that it's not, you know, hidden from the Rabbona Shel Olam, and therefore this is, it should be certain, like, you know, a yiras haromamus, I say, a COVID rosh, that when you do things, you know, you would, you know, you should perceive it that way as a perception and as an approach. That's kind of what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. Umilomar dvarim latovim kach yachshov b'chol yom kilu omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, not just to prevent you from doing it. This is like a way of living. Kasher yamod ish lifnei re'eyu. That's what the yomim tovim are all about, being lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Should be lifnei Hashem Elokecha every day in terms of opportunities and also just that posture. Of course, ubezei yishmar derachav michato, gampiv l'shono b'shomei mitzvah, and so on. Ayin roa keneged amaisa, ozen keneged adibor, b'sefer nechtavim she'ein shikcha. But the bigger idea is this idea that, you know, you should be conducting yourself, you know, in a way, you know, as if, you know, this is your reality, and that has implications beyond just, you know, deciding what to do. Even the good things that you do, doing them in that way. So similarly, Rabbeinu B'chai, in his Perush on Avos, has a following comment. Da'am alam alim imach, hi ashchina, going after Rashi, but then he significantly expands it. Kidi isa b'kidushin, quoting the Gemara about, you know, covering your head. So a person covers his head, you know, that's not an issue of, either motivating or preventing doing aveiros. But Rav Yosef Havaparis Sudra Reshe Omar Shchina Lamala Miroshi. So then he adds, very tellingly, V'zehu Lashon Da Malamala Mimech. Well, why does it say Da? Right? So he thinks that Da means a perspective, meaning it's an intellectual and spiritual posture, not just a pragmatic, oh, you should know, whatever you do, it's all recorded. You know, you're not going to get away with anything, you know, and everything good that you do, you know, will pay off. That's not Da. Right? So what is Da? Da malamala mimech. Kiloshana kasuv divrayamim da esaloke avicha. Right? So da esaloke avicha you know, it's like haskel v'yadoa, you know, OC, meaning how it's your knowledge of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're supposed to live in a way that reflects like a certain deep understanding of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam and his nature and what he's interested in. Das Elokei Avicha. And then the Ayin Roa Nozen Shema says, Bala Bara Lashkacha Pratis Shevimina Adam Shekol Masav Nirim Echol Devarav Nishmaim, right, Kinnan Shamar Misaster Ish B'Mistarim, etc., and all of that. But you know, that's the idea. And you know, this Kol Masecha B'Sefer Nechtabim U'Sifro Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Shisha Ketzavos V'Nikroim Tzror HaChayim V'Kol Tzadik HaZoche Nechtav Sham V'Kol Rosh HaChotei Nimchasham. So that isn't about, you know, being held accountable for everything that you do. Of course you are, but it's a bigger idea. You know, again, what you want to be like, you know, worthy of being written into, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam's, you know, book. And you don't want to be, you know, X'd out of that book. You know, Mecheni B'Sifracha, you know, Asher Kasapta. Zeh Sod Milas Shavua Miloshon Shiva. I'm not sure about that part of it, but either way, the whole thrust, I mean, you could read, I have to read it a few times, appreciate it, but the whole thrust of this Perush, you know, is to, again, go beyond the, you know, pragmatic part, the efficiency part, and, you know, to attain, like, a certain perspective, whether it's the Busha of Rabbeinu Yonah, or the Yiras HaRomamos of some of the Mefarshim, or the, you know, the Da of this. All of this, like, points, you know, in a certain, you know, direction. And all of this leads to, you know, the other, you know, more expansive perushim of the Sefer Nechtavim. Already Ben Bechai alludes to it as well. So if you look, for example, this became particularly, again, he already refers to it earlier, but this idea of, you know, Ksiva Basefer, ends up being also a statement for many of the Mefarshim about the impact of people's actions, you know, the invisible impact, subconscious, and also the widened kind of ripple, you know, impact of their actions on their own psyche, you know, on their own history, but also on, you know, their family, on their neighbors, on Klal Yisrael, on the world, you know, depending on whose formulation. But again, all this has nothing to do or goes well, well, well beyond, you know, just meaning Ein Shikcha Lifnei Kisei Kavodecha, because everything is written in the Sefer, you know, HaZichronos. Now we're talking about, you know, you should know that what you do, and therefore the responsibility, you know, that you have to apply to your choices, you know, is not something that is just fleeting, you know, and just, you know, adjudged in terms of, you know, being constructive or destructive and subject to an onesh or a schar, you know, etc. But rather, like, a person's life is, you know, the amalgam of the actions and the choices that he's made, you know, and, you know, he's writing his book, and he's, you know, trying to qualify to be in the Ribbono Shel Olam's book. And, you know, this book, you know, is kind of like an objective imprint, you know, if you will, and it affects other people's, you know, and the world's, you know, and you know, the equivalent, you know, spiritual, you know, world, you know, as well. So all of that sounds pretty, you know, profound. But again, I'm not making this up. So just to give you a couple of examples of it, of course, the Maral was very taken with this idea, again, especially once, you know, the 16th century and a little in the 18th century, it seems to, like, be a particularly resonant, you know, idea. Some of the Mefarshim on the Mishnayos, so let's start with the Maral. I'm running out of time. I'll give you a couple of examples, maybe a Chaim Mivalajan also, and then maybe circle back a little bit. But in the Perush of the Maral, which I think is in this book somewhere, I think I had it in here too. Yeah. In the Perush of the Maral, he says the following: Kol Masecha the Sefer Nichtavim. Hadavar Amok, the Meshomar Komasecha Nichtavim, Basefer Klomar, Shemase Ha'adam, Yeshlehem Tsiur Muskal, Kemoshiesh Leolam Tsiur Muskal. Again, without, you know, going into the details of what this exactly means, meaning there's some sort of parallel between what happens in the physical world and, you know, what happens in the spiritual world. And behavior in one, this is, of course, a very basic concept in Jewish mysticism, in the world of Kabbalah. The Maral is not so much focusing on the world of Kabbalah, but in general it's a big theme for him as well, in his way. Sha'al yomar ha'adam shema'asav elem roshem b'tzir ha'muskal shel olam. Meaning, you know, whatever I do, you know, is just an action. Doesn't really, you know, leave a lasting impression on the, you know, on the textbook of the world. Maybe there is no textbook, you know, of the world. Doesn't imprint itself. You know, it's just actions, and there, you know, there are consequences to actions, but that doesn't mean that, you know, they're imprinted on the physical, spiritual world of the individual or of nations or you know, across time. Shadavar ze'eno, ki masa kol adam yesh lehem tziur muskal shehu kayam. V'zehu ha-sefer, ki ha-sefer shem mitzuyar hakol. V'zeh she'omer Moshe, ra'ata im tisach ha-tasam v'im ayin mecheini misifrcha asher kasavta. Again, this is, especially in 16th century, it's become like a very popular theme. Not necessarily quoting each other, but this idea that sefer is something that is reflects the objective imprint of behavior. Again, for the Maral, this is semi-mystical. And for others, it's more maybe pragmatic. Also, I mean, just the impact that you have on other people, you know, even, you know, once you've left something or you meant it only casually, but the imprint on your soul and the imprint, you know, on other people's perspective and the effect that you have on them is something, you know, that you have to, you know, be held accountable and responsible for. Perish mecheni na mitzir muskal amitzius asher Hashem yitzbarach kasav. She'al yomar ke'in roshem v'zeich alamaisa adam asher asav im kein lo yavol adun aleihem. Ke'in safek, I'm skipping a lot. Ke'in safek ki tzir hamuskal shel olam lefi atzadikim v'arishoyim she'im ba'olam. And not just meaning your own personal record and it's being ingrained or inscribed for you, but the impact this has on the world. Like if a world is populated by tzaddikim or rishayim, that has an impact on the stature and status, you know, and the, I guess, spiritual forces in the world itself. Ki kasher yesh rishayim ba'olam, hinei tziur ha-muskal she'otzei ha'olam min ha-seder. Kasher yesh tzaddikim ba'olam, hinei tziur she'olam tzedek. The emes, v'chein ma'ashomer b'rashonah, gimel svarim niftachim b'rash Hashanah, right? V'od yesh b'davar ze omek v'ein l'harich. I guess, what would that be, right? I guess this part wasn't. V'yesh l'hakshos Rebbe Balalamed, she'istakel adam b'gimel dvarim, mimanavshach. Im ein adam shomer lasos mitzvah v'lo lasos aveira, im kein davar ze gam kein lo yishmer lasos. She'istakel b'gimel dvarim tamid. And so on. So he's saying these are the three things, you know, that, you know, these perspectives that make sure that your, you know, book, you know, is a constructive and impactful book. Look at the Velechas, I'm sorry, not Velechas, but the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah. V'yatabali deveir, dama lamala mimcha ayin roa laumek levavcha asher sham ta'arog machshavot chet shalcha. And all of this is kol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim. Inan sefer shenizkar kan, u'bishar duchti b'tanach u'bishas, kvar pirashtim b'drashosa l'Rosh Hashanah. Makes sense. The kan b'kitzur, shemaramez al shiluvei hasibot ha'achtiyot sheba'olam. Shekulan kshurim ze baze. V'chein kol ha'gufos v'chol ma'aseim tluyin bahen v'hein bahen. V'kulam ba'olam aruchani ba'ofen nifla me'od l'mala harbe me'asagas ha'adam v'kola achdios hanal t'luyin ze bazeh ka'osios umilos uprakim shebesefer v'huhu chozer, I'm sorry, v'huhu sefer habriya. V'sham asuroshim shekilkalta alecha ma'isabreishis. Again, everybody has their own formulation of this, but you can see what's going on. Again, if you want the Ruach HaChaim, which is Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, also takes this approach. This is obviously later in the 18th century. One second. I think they have a clip too. Ruach HaChaim. In the Ruach HaChaim of Chaim Mivolozhin, he says, yeah. V'kol nichtav v'nirsham l'mala b'sefer ha-zichronos. V'amasim ba'atzmam b'tzurasam nechkakim l'mala. K'mo she'amar ha-kasuv, ki as kol ma'aseho l'akim yavi b'mishpat. Midloksiv ki al kol ma'aseh, ha-kavona amnam, ki amasa ba'atzma b'tzurasa yavi elokim b'mishpat. Like the Rabbanu Shalom is like bringing the physical, you know, evidence of people's actions that are nechkak b'kisei hakavod. Again, you don't have to understand the mystical part of it. You can understand the, you know, the analog, which is people's actions, you know, impact them, and they don't go away so quickly, and they impact others, and they impact the climate of the world, you know, the physical spiritual world and the spiritual world. V'yadua ata b'teva kishin is vada yidias ha. This is something about, you know, printing, but degratype kanoda v'day lemevin. I guess the image of, like, you know, imprint on you know, I think that's what it's saying. Anyways, so what?
It's like photograph.
That's the name for a photograph. Okay, it makes sense. So, then he quotes, you know, what he speaks about in Nefesh HaChaim, you know, very very beginning, Aleph Aleph, and then later in Shar Dalid, in Perek Dalid, sorry, Shar Aleph, Nasa Adam Betzalmenu Kid Musenu. So, you know, again, this idea, what is tselem and dmus, obviously, you know, obviously it's not a physical similarity to the Rabbonu Shalom, but inyan hishtavut adam lekono, v'gam mashi dimeo so letzelem elokim, v'lo l'shar shemos, yivur ki adu ha-shem elokim u'bal koach, ki gam sari malo mata, right, yikru b'shem elohim, ach ha-kadosh baruch hu elokei, right, elokim, the korim lo eloha de eloha, ki hu bal koach amiti mikulam, ki kol mazalo seishlem koach, right, but they're all just the kol rega mekablin koach v'chiyus me'akadosh baruch hu. So tzelem and dmus means, you know, bal koach, but what he means by bal koach, and man is also a bal koach, and even a bal koach relative to tzva shamayim uksileya. Badam gam kein kalal shem yisbarach ha-kochot kulam, v'yesh b'kocho limshol al tzva shamayim uksileihem, v'gam kol olamos nifalim al yidei ma'asav, hein letov, hein la'akel, u la'akal galus, u'kamar m'shlomo ha-melech, Hashem b'chokma, yasad eretz, konein shamayim b'tvuna, b'da'ato tehomot nivka'u, b'ni al yalozu me'inecha. This is, like, very fascinating. So, you know, ratzalomar, amar kemivaksho b'nei yididi. It's like, it's like, you know, the, we're begging mankind not to mess up, you know, the creation, right? Chusna v'chamol al hamalacha hayakara hazos, right? V'amar, what do you need to protect it from? Me'enecha. Ki af ayidei re'iya achat metaken u'mekalkal kama olamos. K'mo she'amar razal, al tikri banecha ela bonecha, bonayich. V'lehefechas v'shalom. Lze Amar b'tzelem Elokim, right? Elokim bal kochos kulam v'chigam hu bone olamos ha-machriban, right? Ki nishmaso begin ze mironim hu lamala mikol olamos v'kulam mekab b'chiyus mimenu v'hu emtzi kivyachal v'yoser nuchal lomar ki Hashem yisbarach enu musag klal v'la nuchal lomar lav shem klal kol shmosa v'umpilosa, meaning negative theology. But the idea of da ma lamala mimach Rotzalomar kilamala hakol hu mimaych kilkul otikun v'nirshamim sham kol masecha beroshem apgam otikun v'chigufa adamu basar afar min adama hevel v'ein bo mo'il rak l'kol dvar tov nisorer koach ruchani ma'nefesh hakadosh v'osa mitzvah l'hepech ha'avera chas v'shalom v'la'achra asiyas ha'mitzvah ha'avera mistalek ha'koach ahu zeholech l'sharosho mekabel noam elyon. They talk about, you know, Yetziras Praklitim, you know, again, all these, you know, very esoteric, you know, ideas. But the bigger idea, we'll stop with this, is that all these Mefarshim and more are suggesting that, you know, beyond being like, oh, what's a good recipe, you know, to prevent, you know, doing Averos, you know, what they are saying is, A, this is also about a perspective in Avodas Hashem in general. That's number one, in terms of Yiras HaRamamos. But even more important, or we should say more important, connected to that is the idea of Achrayus and having this, you know, kind of recognition, you know, that, you know, your actions aren't fleeting and only significant for your personal, you know, reward and punishment, but that they, you know, impact and refine or in some cases, you know, they desecrate your Tzelem Elokim, and they also impact your environment, you know, on a nothing to do with mysticism, just on a practical level. Again, I've mentioned in the past, Beis Halevi, when he talks about tshuva, speaks about you know, the idea of din and cheshbon, you know, din being, you know, the things that you are judged for that you did, and cheshbon, you know, the, you know, the merits or the demerits you have based on the impact that you had on other people. And he explains that even when a person is no longer alive, you know, you can't anymore judge him for his din, but you can continue to judge him for his cheshbon, hopefully l'tova. And that's why they say, you know, the, you know, yortzeits and what people do, you know, to memorialize, you know, the departed, in a way, is l'schutam, you know, on a mystical level, you know, but also just on a practical level, you know, it's the books are not closed in terms of the impact that people have and what they inspire. So all these mefarshim are suggesting that, you know, that dam alamala mimech, that's a perspective. It's not just the introduction. And that the ayin and the ozen, you know, are to be understood in that light, but especially the culmination, kol masecha b'sefer nichtavim, is really, you know, to accentuate the impact that you have, the tova ulira'a, and the awareness of that, of man's impact, you know, and therefore his achrayus, you know, is something that should, you know, be a very compelling factor in deciding, you know, what he does every day, but especially, you know, the perspectives that he brings to bear as he strives to be an Oved Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to talk about one aspect of this next week, just for a minute, the philosophical part of, you know, knowledge of particulars, because that's something that the Rambam and the Maral, you know, relate to on this Mishnah, and then move on to Yafet Torah in Derech Eretz. Also a very big topic, right?